Robert Moore may have to wait a while longer to stand trial again for the disappearance and presumed murder of a Smith Township teen. A continuance is being sought by Mahoning County Prosecutor Lynn Morrow. She asked Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney for the delay today. The Alliance man's trial is scheduled to begin Monday. Morrow wants a special prosecutor to assume the case. She cited a possible conflict of interest. When she was in private practice, Morrow consulted with Moore's family after he was charged in 2021. Moore was found not guilty of aggravated murder in May 2022, stemming from the June 2009 disappearance of 17-year-old Glenna White. Sweeney declared a mistrial in 2022 after jurors were unable to agree on a lesser charge of murder. Two more mistrials were declared after a family emergency involving an attorney and juror misconduct. Bond is set at $1 million for a suspect in a Canton shooting. 29-year-old Marcalo Richardson of Canton was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court on charges of attempted murder, felonious assault, and failure to comply. A status hearing is scheduled Friday. Richardson allegedly shot 37-year-old Devone Spencer three times Saturday night at a gas station on Mahoning Road Northeast. Spencer was listed in critical condition at Altman Hospital. Richardson also is accused of leading police on a brief chase after they attempted to pull him over for a traffic stop prior to his arrest Sunday morning. The case will be heard by the Stark County Grand Jury for direct indictment. Alliance Mayor Andy Grove presented his annual report to City Council Monday. It highlights a long list of accomplishments in 2024. Councilman Ed Lonas voiced his approval, citing planned upgrades of infrastructure, such as the city's park system.
We've got upgrades going to Silver Park. We've got upgrades going to Maple Beach, and they continue to do a good job. Those are services that benefit all of Alliance.
Grove's report also pointed to 22 new business developments, generating new income tax revenues, jobs, and population growth. He also cited the city's renewed fiscal stability, resurfacing of city roads with American Rescue Plan funds, and personnel additions and improvements to department operations. The owners of the Timkins Stables are asking the Ohio Supreme Court to get involved in their legal battle to keep the property. The appeal was made after the 5th District Court rejected an appeal filed by the Beit HaKavod Messianic Synagogue. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer last March gave Rabbi Mark and Heidi Lancaster 30 days to make safety-related repairs or else the structure would be sold. The City of Canton filed suit in 2023 to force the owners to bring the building up to code. The suit says several violations were found during inspections between July 2019 and May 2022, none of the ordered repairs have been completed. The Lancasters claim they've been treated differently than 48 other religious groups that have been cited for building code violations. Massillon City Councilman Mark Lombardi is stepping down. He announced his resignation during Council's December 30th work session. It will take effect January 31st. The Independent reports Lombardi cited health issues. He was elected to the first ward seat in 2019 and re-elected twice. The Stark County Republican Party will seek candidates for the post. A Massillon man faces his 13th OVI charge following his arrest Monday in Tuscarawas County. The Highway Patrol says 57-year-old Paul Witt drove away from an attempted traffic stop on U.S. Route 250 in Goshen Township. A brief chase followed. Troopers say Witt failed to make a turn and drove off Barnhill Road. His vehicle wound up in a ditch. Witt was taken to the hospital for evaluation. He was then booked at the county jail on charges of OVI, failure to comply, driving under suspension, and failure to wear a seatbelt. White was arraigned today in New Philadelphia Municipal Court. A preliminary hearing is scheduled Tuesday. Witt has been convicted of OVI 12 times. Four were felony cases. 26-year-old Clint Reynolds Jr. of Lisbon entered a no-contest plea Monday in Columbiana County Municipal Court. He faced one count of assault. On October 3rd, the Columbiana County Jail Corrections Officer shoved an inmate who was being released from jail. Reynolds received a $100 fine and no jail time. A pretrial hearing is scheduled next Tuesday for 26-year-old David Ferguson Grants of Youngstown. He is charged with two counts of assault. Ferguson Grants allegedly threw a handcuffed inmate to the floor September 18th and hit his head against a wall. Ferguson Grants reportedly pushed another handcuffed inmate up a stairway and jumped on him September 24th. A final status hearing is scheduled March 24th for a Wellsville man charged with attempting to kill a woman. 35-year-old Michael Stacy pleaded not guilty last month to charges of attempted murder, felonious assault, attempted aggravated arson, abduction, and trespass on a habitation. He is scheduled to stand trial April 1st in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Stacy is accused of hitting a woman with a blunt object October 17th. Police called to the scene discovered all the burners on the stove open. Stacy is being held in the county jail on $100,000 bond. It's becoming a crowded race for mayor in Youngstown. Councilwoman Samantha Turner announced her candidacy today. She will run in the Democratic primary against incumbent Tito Brown. WFMJ-TV reports Turner's top priority is reducing crime. Businessman Derek McDowell and John White are running as independent candidates. White is the husband of Councilwoman Amber White. A former star athlete at Warren Harding High School has pleaded not guilty to charges of involuntary manslaughter and corrupting another with drugs. 20-year-old Nysir Coleman was arraigned today in Warren Municipal Court. The charges were filed last week by Champion Township Police. They stem from the fatal overdose of a teenage girl. Coleman was arrested Monday and booked at the Trumbull County Jail. Another hearing is scheduled for January 14th. Coleman played football at Harding and was an All-American in basketball. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.